It's a story told about a young king. He became king when he was about 16 years old, young, arrogant, believed he was the greatest person in the world, devoted the rest of his life to trying to prove that to everyone else. And so he was constantly sending out his armies to do raids on all the other kingdoms, trying to take over as much land as he could. And in the neighboring kingdom, there was this old wise king who got a bit sick of this young kid. So he decided to teach him a lesson, got some of his best soldiers to go and capture him, bring him into the castle, throw him into the dungeon. And as this young king sitting there in the cold, damp cell, the old king came in and said, "I'm sorry, but in the morning, I'm going to execute you because you've been causing too much trouble." This young king started begging for his life, as you do. The old king said, "Okay, I'll do you a deal. In the morning, I'll set you a challenge, and if you can complete it successfully, you can have your life." So the next morning, they stepped out into the main street of the town, and the king put into the hands of this young king this enormous clay pot, full to the brim with water. And standing behind this young king was the executioner with a big axe. And he said to him, "You have to walk from this side of the town to the other side, and if you spill one drop, your head will drop." And the old king had arranged that on one side of the town he would have people cheering and encouraging this young kid, telling him that he can do it, that he's the greatest thing in the world. While on the other side of the street, people abusing him and throwing things and calling him all the worst names in the world. And so this young king set off, completely focused on this water, making sure he wouldn't drop anything. And he succeeded. Got to the other side of town, didn't spill a drop. And the old king was very impressed. So he pulled him aside and he said, "Now, I've got a confession to make. I was never going to kill you. But I wanted to just prove something to you. You know, as you were walking along, did you hear the people abusing you and shouting all those things?" And the young kid said, "No, didn't hear a thing." "Did you hear the people cheering you, saying all the wonderful things?" He said, "No." "Well, what did you hear then?" He said, "I didn't hear a thing. I was so focused, because I knew if I dropped anything, that was it. There was no point in focusing on anything else." At this point, the old king said, "That's the lesson." He said, "This is what I want to teach you, that God has given you a precious, immortal soul. And your task is to carry that to eternity unstained. And there will be people who will discourage you. And there will be people who will praise you and try and send you off into all sorts of other directions. But that is your task. Don't waver to the left or the right." Now that story was told by a man by the name of Richard Wurmbrand. I don't know whether any of you have heard of him. He was an evangelical minister from Romania. When the communists invaded Romania, he was arrested. And he was in prison for 14 years. And every single day for 14 years, he was tortured. Some of the most horrible tortures you can imagine. For 3 years of that, he spent in solitary confinement in a small cell 10 meters underground, not ever seeing any light, not hearing any noise. The only way he could keep track of time was because at 11 o'clock every night, the guards would come in and beat him up. And he sat there in the darkness and he preached this story to himself so that he could learn that lesson, to persevere. That no matter what happens, this is his one task. This is the task entrusted to him by God. No matter whether people praise him or whether they torture him, to never stop walking. Now, it's very much what Jesus says here. The final line of this gospel where he says, "Your endurance will win you your lives. Persevere." It's one of the most important lessons of the gospel. You know, we know that the most important virtue is love. The whole reason we are here is so that our lives could be transformed by love. It's very easy to love for a short time. When love is wonderful, when love is rewarding, we can easily burst into a great sprint of zeal, of passion. We can be so loving to people for a short amount of time. But if we have to persevere, it's very hard. That's the real test. The real test of love is when it has to travel a long way, when it has to endure, when it has to suffer, when it gets to the point where all there is cost. There's no longer any benefit. And for this man sitting in this cell, that was what he was experiencing. It's very hard to imagine being tortured every single day for 14 years and still being able to say that you love the people who are beating you up. That is an enormous test. But really, that's the test that every single one of us faces, that each one of us has to persevere. Persevere in love for each other and persevere in love for God. And Jesus says the journey is going to be hard. Somehow we've got it into our heads that Jesus is going to make our life wonderful and blissful and happy, and we get disappointed when it's not. I think it's a sign that we haven't actually read the scriptures. Because if you read what he says here, you will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relations and friends. Some of you will be put to death. You will be hated by all men on account of my name. It's a nice job description, isn't it? But this is what Jesus is saying. You've got to know what you're in for here. He says it again and again. If they treated the master this way, don't expect to be treated any different if you're his disciple. If Jesus has gone to the cross and been hated and rejected by all, that's who we're following. And the call is to persevere. To love no matter what happens. I think that story is very true because there are so many things that try and distract us. You know, we understand the discouragements very well, but even the other side of the street, the praise and the adulation can so easily turn us away from the path we're meant to be on. There was one of the saints who once said that he really pitied those people who were intelligent and beautiful. Because the society naturally will praise you and say, it's such a waste if you don't use that. If you're beautiful, you have to go in this direction. If you're intelligent, you have to go in this direction. And there are all these voices pulling us off the path when we have to persevere and stay on this course that we've been set upon. You know, that we would persevere no matter what comes. I think the real challenge in this area is particularly in prayer. Once again, we can love prayer when it's wonderful. When a person has their first conversion and everything is wonderfully sweet and consoling, and all you want to do is spend time with God. But after a while, God starts to play hide and seek, or he just goes to sleep and he's not there anymore. And you have to persevere. Do you love God or do you love the way God makes you feel? You know, that becomes the real test. When you look at the saints are the ones who run a marathon. They're the endurance runners. Really, they're no different to any of us, except that they don't slow down once things get harder. There's a great story I love about Dorothy Day, a very holy woman. I believe her cause for canonization is underway. When she became well known, this woman met her and said, oh, you're the amazing Dorothy Day. I've heard about how holy you are. Your prayer life must be amazing. You must have amazing dreams and visions whenever you go to pray. And Dorothy Day, who was a very down-to-earth woman, just said, look, honey, the only visions I have are of unpaid bills. Her prayer was dry and boring, but she persevered. you know, life was ordinary. If the spiritual life was a going from one ecstasy to the next, we would all be filling this church desperate to pray. But because there are so many other things that are more exciting, because it's hard work, we leave it aside. We no longer endure. This is what Jesus says. Your endurance will save your lives. Your endurance is the test of your love. Many people start, but very few finish. We need to pray for this grace. Every day to pray for the perseverance, to pray for the grace of holy stubbornness, that we would just stick at this no matter what. Stick at it with God, and particularly stick at this with everyone else, in your marriages, in your family, in your friendships, to persevere in love and allow love to teach you. Allow it to take you on that journey where you encounter the mystery. It's only by sticking at this that our lives become truly transformed. You know, we're not meant to just be a flash of fire, but we're meant to be that part of the fire which just never gives up. You know, constantly burning. Let's pray that this fire would go deep into our bones. You know, that this hunger would go so deep into us that we will never give up. We will never waver. And no matter what we hear, whether it's discouragement or praise, we will never take our eyes off the goal of where we're meant to go. Because we've had entrusted to us the most precious gift of all. Our immortal souls, but also this love of God. Never put it down, never leave it behind, but hold on to it. Persevere constantly. And pray for that grace every single day that you would keep taking that next step.